The Breakthrough Edge. I'm Dr. Raquel, and Now Media Television.
Welcome to Be The Breakthrough Edge. I'm Dr. Raquel Yarrow. Today, I want to begin with a question that so many professionals quietly carry. What happens when the path that gave you stability no longer gives you alignment? Sometimes the breakthrough is not about walking away from everything we know. Sometimes it is about realizing that our experience, our training, and our hard-earned wisdom were never meant to keep us in one box. They were meant to become a bridge into a greater purpose, greater service, and greater impact. My guest today is Ross Fahn, founder of Offscript Consults. She is a board-certified clinical pharmacist, career coach, business consultant, medical writer, reviewer, and personalized health consultant. Through her work, she helps professionals, colleagues, and individuals gain clarity in career, business, and health decisions. Ross, welcome to Be The Breakthrough Edge.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. Happy to be here.
So as we begin this conversation, I want everyone watching to think about the script you may be following right now. Is it still aligned with who you are becoming, or is it simply familiar? I'm starting this conversation with Ross Fahn by exploring what it means to break beyond the expected professional path and create a life that reflects both expertise and purpose. So Ross, when did you first realize that your pharmacy background could become more than a traditional career path?
Sure. So in pharmacy school, I've actually always enjoyed researching, analyzing data, and writing. And after pharmacy school, however, I decided not to continue with the PhD program. So at that time, the only obvious choices that I saw in front of me was community pharmacy, hospital, or clinical. To pursue a career in hospital or clinical pharmacy, however, at the time, all the signs were pointing to residency, which was not ideal for me to pursue at that moment. So a part of me have always wondered if there was a way for me to use my skills without needing a PhD or without needing residency. I believe I initially realized that this was possible after my experience as a pharmacy manager at an independent pharmacy in a small town. Here, I used my analytical skills to improve current processes, and I increased revenue per prescription. I was also able to create handouts for patients and contribute to collaborative practice agreement drafts. Here, I was also able to use my clinical skills and worked very closely with local prescribers to help patients achieve positive outcomes.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a lot of amazing things that you did. And I'm really curious because so many people get so stuck in that career path that they thought they had to be on. And you did the unthinkable. You stretched yourself and decided to create something a little bit different. So what was the internal breakthrough you had to experience before creating Offscript Consults?
So while I learned a lot from my experience as a pharmacy manager at this independent pharmacy, I also wanted to create something of my own where I can dictate the services to focus on and be in charge of my own schedule and achieve better work-life alignment.
Nice. So what fears or doubts tend to show up when professionals begin stepping outside the role they are known for?
So I think a lot of professionals that I speak to, when I talk with them, I notice they always think that they're not qualified enough. When they read a job description, they think that they end up doubting themselves, and they end up being their worst enemy more than anyone else. And some also feel like a sense of failure for not being able to tough it out in their current situation longer. Of course, others also worry how a change would affect their income.
Yeah. So there's a lot of like that imposter syndrome, the doubts, the I'm not sure if I'm good enough to do this. And, you know, what are people going to think of me? Because, I mean, I went through some similar things, too. I mean, I went to school as a massage therapist. It came out. Then 15 years later, I decided to become a chiropractor. And then all of a sudden things, you know, my life and health change. And then I'm like, well, I'm going to go into functional medicine. And then I'm like, you know, and I'm like, well, I can't just drop the career of chiropractic. How do I blend this all together? And then I became, went into breakthrough and helping people break through their limiting beliefs that are holding them back. And you're kind of doing that with helping people getting over the concept of that self-doubt and helping people get through the, that it's okay to shift and change. It's okay to follow your true heart and to actually integrate everything. So how do you help people recognize the difference between being stuck and being ready for reinvention?
Sure. So I think what I do is I help them realize that they've had the knowledge, skills, and expertise all along. That's what I point out to them. And then even in unfamiliar settings or situations, their experience and their skills are transferable and relevant. And once I notice I'm able to help them realize that, that's when I notice a light bulb go off in their eyes, right? And then they are definitely more motivated to start pursuing the change that they have always wanted.
That's awesome. So was that something like, what was the light bulb that went off in your head when you first decided that you were going to do something completely different than what you signed up to for school?
So I think for me, my light bulb, like I mentioned, was, you know, the independent pharmacy manager experience. It definitely made me realize that all of the things that I did in research while I was debating about pursuing my PhD, it still came in handy, right? I was able to use it for business development, which I never thought was something that you would use in business development, right? I love to collect data. I love to analyze it. I like to see trends. I like to see if there's a different trend, a negative one, what happened. So I think doing that made me realize, I have all the skills here. All I need to do is learn to adapt it to whatever situation I'm in or whatever situation I want to be in. And it made me very happy when I noticed that. And I think that's when the light bulb went off.
Awesome. Well, that is sweet. And I love that you decided to choose to be happy and follow your heart and create that complete change. I mean, going from pharmacy to creating your off script. So what does it mean to go off script in a way that is intentional, strategic, and aligned with purpose?
So I think we've kind of already hinted it throughout our talk so far, but it starts with knowing your why, right? So once you know your why, I think you're more motivated to figure out how to intentionally and strategically go off script. So in reference to my comment earlier, that was how I made a breakthrough to create off-script consults, right? My why at that time is there were services I like to focus more on that I wasn't able to because it wasn't my business. I was limited on what I wanted to focus on. I wanted to have better control of my schedule, to have better work-life alignment. And those were my why, and it helped motivated me to pursue off-script consults.
Well, that's totally amazing. So can you go a little deeper into your why? Because I think people want to hear what really drives behind, what Ross Vaughn really was behind the scenes of what your why is and why you really truly did this. Like, what is this all about for you? Where is your passion with all this? Like, how do you help people with this? I want to know more.
Sure. So I believe that for me, it was in general, in the end, it was the services I wanted to focus on, right, is in general making an impact, a positive impact, making a difference in other people's lives. That's why we all get into healthcare to begin with, right? But I felt like I would, like I mentioned, I was limited on how much time I was able to spend on that. And I think a part of being a pharmacist or any healthcare provider or clinician is you always love to provide education in some shape or form. And you love it when your suggestions are able to make a difference in someone's lives. So I believed off-script consults was created because of that. And I did it through many forms. I think you've noticed I do it through career coaching. I do it through through health consultations, so one-on-one, face-to-face meetings, or remotely. But since I also love writing, like I mentioned earlier, I provide education through that way as well. So I like to be able to, I think you've noticed me in general, I adapt what's around me to not only help me reach my goals in helping other people, but also to make me happy. Writing makes me happy. So that's why I make sure to find a way to.
I love that. And you have such a beautiful smile. So what I hear in this, you're welcome. What I hear in this part of the conversation is that breakthrough often begins when we stop treating our past experience as a limitation and start seeing it as a raw material for something greater. Reinvention is not rejection, it is expansion. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how Ross turned her expertise into a consulting platform that helps others move with clarity in career, business, and health. We'll be right back with more insights to help you break through barriers and move forward with confidence. And we're back. I'm Dr. Raquel, and this is Be the Breakthrough Edge on Now Media Television. Let's continue. Welcome back to Be the Breakthrough Edge. Stay connected to this show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move? Catch the podcast version at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. I'm speaking with Ross Fahn, founder of Off Script Consults, about how she transformed years of pharmacy experience into a platform that supports career coaching, business consulting, personalized health guidance, and medical communications. So Ross, what problem did you see in your field that made Off Script Consults feel necessary?
So I think initially it was being able to spend time on things that I feel is important. But in the end, as you know, with any business, it evolves, right? So you start off with your business thinking it to be one way, and then you notice other problems, right? And then you adapt to that to try to address those issues that arise as well. So when I first started Off Script Consults, I initially thought I wanted to focus more on health consultations. That was actually my only type of client, was patients and their caregivers. But then after a while, I actually further adapted. I noticed that there were pharmacists out there who we are very well trained, but we weren't trained to actually notice that our skill, you know, they don't have a class on this, how your skills are actually transferable to other settings, right? They say that if you want to do community, you do this. You want to do hospital, you do this. You want to do clinical, you do this. And those seem to be our only options. But pharmacy is constantly changing, and there's other settings out there, and a lot of us felt like we weren't trained for it when, like I mentioned earlier, our skills and knowledge is actually there, and it's definitely transferable. The other thing, another problem or issue I noticed, was there was actually a decent amount of healthcare focused businesses out there who were great at marketing, but they didn't have they didn't have pharmacist expertise. And so I reached out to them to be able to, they helped me with their marketing, right, to reach the patients and caregivers. And then I'm able to provide the services they need to these patients.
Well, I love it. I love how your brain just works and how it has to just, like, you're thinking of all these solutions on how you can help other people. It's like you just look at things and you're like, how can I be of service to these people? How can I help bring and bridge the pharmaceutical community with all these other amazing people? Just in my own training, I know that, like, we'll be taught too, like we've been taught by different doctors and pharmacists, and they'll be like, well, you know, people come in and when they're on medications, they develop micronutrient deficiencies. And so, like, I know there's some pharmacists that develop like cheat sheets for people when they were on a specific medication, that they would actually be like, well, since you're going to be on this medication, I also need you to take this supplement so that you don't deplete your body of the nutrients it needs. Have you found that to be something that you utilize in your path that you have done?
Yes. So for example, Metformin, a very common medication for diabetes, right? It's like one of the first things that's recommended. You can actually get deficiency in vitamin B12, for example, right? And then also omeprazole or other proton pump inhibitors for reflux. That's a very common medication now. It's available over the counter. Everybody takes it. And it makes you, long-term use with that also makes you deficient in a lot of nutrients as well. Or a lot of vitamins. And so there's, of course, also, like you said, a cheat sheet to make sure that if patients need to be on it for quite a while, that these are the other vitamins they should take as well.
Yeah. I was just in a class about a couple weeks ago, actually, and they were talking about how you can actually run some micronutrient testing so you actually see what the nutrients are in the cells. And they actually show like the pathways, like if the metformin you're taking, like with the vitamin Bs, how if you become deficient in that, you're not going to be able to produce the energy that you need. It's going to affect your mental capacity and what you want to do. It might be more depressed, or you might not have the energy to live the life you want. So you got to make sure you put and fill up your body with these major nutrients. But sometimes it's the nutrients that are creating some of the issues that are going on with you to begin with. So if you just fill up your nutrients, you might be able to eventually someday reduce the amount of medication you're on, correct?
Yeah, so so some of the nutrients, yes, like I think, how can I say this? Some of the nutrients that people are lacking, yes, it can definitely cause problems. And if you take some of the, if you supplement with these you supplement, then yes, it can help address some of the symptoms, but depending on how severe the condition is, right? I mean, some people, for example, are born with nutritional deficiencies, then unfortunately, they definitely need to take these for life. And but just because of that deficiency, though, taking this for life, actually, they will notice all of their symptoms would dissipate. But as far as like, for example, you probably heard of ADHD and other medical conditions out there where they try to see if some of the supplements or vitamins would help completely eliminate the ability to need, our Western medicines, right, or the prescriptions. And it may help, but those other medications still might be needed, right? Oh, just maybe not as much. Things like that. And of course, with ADHD in particular, since I'm providing that as an example, it's definitely a more complicated medical condition where it also requires therapy or, to help develop coping mechanisms as well. It's not just, take these medications and these supplements and you're all good to go. Right. So it really does depend on the condition.
Yeah, I think this is such a needed conversation for people to hear, because so many people just go and take the medications and they don't even stop to think that they need to fill their body up with other nutrients and utilize food as medicine. So I love that you're kind of getting out there, because that's part, I'm assuming that's kind of part of your health part that you do with your business that you help people in. Or tell us more about that part of your business.
Yeah, sure. So I do work with, collaborate with a company to provide pretty much convenient natural medication delivery to their doorstep. And then for some of them, they want a little bit more than that. They want to treat themselves as naturally as possible. So, but they are worried about the prescription medications effects as well. So what I do is I do the research for them on what their goals are, what their medical conditions are, and then I let them know which natural medications are out there where there is some evidence to support that use, and of course what doses they should be taking, right, or how long, and of course if there's data out there for long-term side effects too. Of course, if they're taking prescription medications, I always want to make sure they also know, hey, there might be an interaction with it. You may want to make sure to look out for these side effects. Definitely talk with your doctor if you notice these side effects, things like that. And if they also have liver and kidney conditions, there's a decent number of natural medications out there that if you do have those conditions, they can actually make things worse. So, you know, I also follow up to see how their liver and kidney conditions are to make sure that we're not taking medications that's also further harming them too.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you do that. You do that whole body, whole health approach with them, and you're making sure that you're keeping a good eye, because I think sometimes when people go to the regular medical doctor, the Western doctor, they're designed to kind of put them on the medications. But I love the fact that you're actually taking it a whole step further by making sure you monitor them. And what better person to do that than a pharmacist? So I am super excited for you on your journey. So what have you learned about turning professional knowledge into a service that creates real transformation for others, real quick for us?
Yeah, sure. So I think in pharmacy school, we were taught that being a great pharmacist means that we need to have a mindset of a lifelong learner. And at that time, I believe that it meant, you have to make sure you keep up to date, right? Once you graduate, your knowledge starts getting out of date because medications are always changing, treatment guidelines are always changing. And don't get me wrong, I feel like that is definitely still the case. But I also realize it means being a lifelong learner of other skills as well. It's not just pharmacy, it's not just medicine and your health knowledge. It's other skills like, for example, adaptability, which I think has helped me a lot at being able to adapt to different roles and different clients and helping them achieve what they need to achieve, but then at the same time, making sure that I'm having a sense of fulfillment too.
That's huge. Well, what stands out here is that expertise becomes powerful when it is activated. It is not just what we know, it is how we use what we know and how to help people make better decisions. And this has been an amazing conversation. And I think that people need to hear and learn this. I mean, this is something kind of groundbreaking that you're kind of talking about here. So we're going to take a short break. And when we return, we'll explore another major part of Ross's work, personalized health consultations and helping people become stronger advocates for their own well-being. We'll be right back with more insights to help you break through barriers and move forward with confidence. And we're back. I'm Dr. Raquel, and this is Be the Breakthrough Edge on Now Media Television. Let's continue. Welcome back to Be the Breakthrough Edge. I'm Dr. Raquel, and I'm here with Ross Fahn. We're here because I am super excited now on this segment. We're going to dive into the types of people that she helps coach. And this is in the Clarity Connection. This is about blowing up the boxes, the things that you have trapped yourself in. We're going to talk about how she helps people blow up that box so that they can become and live by the passion that they want to live, so they have an aligned career with their future. So, Ms. Ross, can you kind of help tell me a little bit about who you kind of work with? What are the types of careers, or do you just work mostly with pharmacists, or, you know, tell us a little about who you work with and what their transformation looks like for people when they blow up their box and where they go and how that all works.
Sure. So, of course, me being a pharmacist, I did initially work with pharmacists first, and that is definitely still a big, they're definitely the majority of people that I help with. But I've also helped work with actually a salesperson before. And nice. I also have helped with creating like business plans, for example, for an industry that I have no initial experience in, actually. But this is where my research and analytical skills come in handy, right? I remember I love digging into data. I love analyzing it, seeing trends, making extrapolations. So it was it was fun for me to also help people in those manners as well. But in general, I have also helped doctors too, because some of the skills, they're very transferable across different different industries, right? When you interview with people, for example, there's always certain tough questions, and there's a way to answer them and address them that makes it where it's relatable And it also showcases your strengths, and it also makes sure they know how dedicated you are to this company, but also to the company's missions and vision as well. And then, of course, how do you write a resume? That is also a skill that no matter which industry you're in, you can make sure you read a job description a certain way and don't just mass produce your resume, you know, to like hundreds of companies. People are smart. I mean, they can see a cookie cutter resume anywhere, right? But then how to actually make sure you adapt and adjust. I think you notice it's all about adapting and adjusting to different things, how you actually gear your resume towards this particular setting, especially towards tweaking it further to make it even more unique towards the company that you're really wanting to apply to. And then doing the same thing with a cover letter as well.
Well, that's a really cool skill that you've got. So when people come to you because they want to shift their careers, do you feel like whether if it's shifting or doing a different facet, like do you help them figure out like how to open up their mind to the different possibilities, the possibility thinking of what else they can do? Or also like, are they coming like frustrated already, like burnt out with their career? Or are they coming like fresh out of like school and realizing that they chose a career or a profession and that's just not where their heart is?
Yeah, so I think it's usually the former. Is unfortunately they're a little burnt out and they don't know where to start or where to begin. I think what helps me build a relationship with them is I'm a case study, right? To show them I'm proof that it is possible. You don't need to go to residency, even though that is the common way to get to certain settings and things like that. And I show them that there's another path. Sometimes it can be a shorter game. Sometimes it can be a longer game, but it depends on how much they want this, right? How much does this fit in with their why? And for example, like with medical writing, in order to become a medical writer with a pharmaceutical company, it's actually pretty hard to do. But so, you know, for you to expect to get into it right away, you also have to have certain real expectations in mind. But what you can do is start writing for health websites, right? That's considered writing. That's considered health writing, pretty close to medical writing, right? Correct. You can create your own website and start writing about things you care about. You know, you got to start somewhere. And then you, as you can see, I think you see where I'm getting at, right? It's the long game. How much do you want this? And then you can slowly start shifting yourself. You know, you can start writing CEs, continuing education for your healthcare professionals, and then slowly start getting into, you know, that's where you want to be, pharmaceutical company, writing with them. But that's how you can slowly get there.
That's awesome. I love it because you're showing them the baby steps on how they can start taking action to becoming more in alignment. So then that way, sometimes when you take one step, then the next step is revealed to you one baby step at a time. It's like you don't have to know the complete end picture right away. You're just going to discover it a little bit each time you go along. So I love that. I've also heard that within the lifetime of a person, they might go through 7 career shifts. Have you been seeing that, or how many career shifts what number are people on when they're coming to see you?
So, because a lot of people who've come to see me have been burnt out, they've actually been in their career for quite a while. A lot of them usually start off with community pharmacy first, and that's where they stayed because community pharmacy pays pretty well compared to other pharmacy settings, at least initially, like right upon graduation, right? You go there and it's usually the highest paying career. And partly because of student loans or whatever it is, right? Getting married, having a mortgage, having kids, right? As you can see, the list goes on. And then somehow you realize you somehow convince yourself to stay, even though you're unhappy, right? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them who've come to me have stayed in their career for years, decades. Wow. And I don't know if it's been the case with like all other industries, but with pharmacists, we seem to be a loyal bunch.
<You know? laughs> I was just going to say, you're pretty loyal if you stay for quite a couple of years or decades. Yeah. I mean, that takes loyalty.
Yeah, and I guess that's what makes me different. I don't want to say that I'm not loyal, but I also want to make sure that I'm happy. And maybe that's where my why, right? My target people is, I care about a lot of people in that I like to make a big impact. That's why I created this business. But then my target people is also my family, right? And for me, I make changes for my family, and I'm okay with making those changes. But then again, my husband also says that I'm very brave compared to him. I don't mind taking risks. I guess that's also part of it. Are you willing to take the risk to get to what you want? Right.
Well, you get to get they just to say why. You marry your opposite, right? So you must have married your opposite. You're the one, you're the risk taker, and he just kind of goes along with the ride and supports you on the back end, right?
Yes, I guess that's how it worked out.
That's always a good thing. So with going through like the different career changes, what do you see that they actually like, if so when they're going through, like say they're a pharmacist and they come and they're like, okay, I am burnt out, I need a change. What do you find that most pharmacists gravitate towards? Like, where do they, so like if there's someone on this call that's listening and they're a pharmacist and they're getting burnt out from all the long hours, maybe let's help them open up their mind to expansion of like what's possible for them. So what are their careers have you noticed that people have gravitated towards after being a pharmacist?
Sure. For pharmacists, usually I think for them, they tend to focus on different settings they can get into. So they still want to use their pharmacist degree. A lot of them, I do ask them that. I'm like, what are your goals? Once we figure out their why, we see what their goals are. And then we see what their barriers are, right? Like I mentioned, they list them all for me. They list all their doubts. And I help break it down and try to help them overcome those barriers. But for some of them, they like to get into specialty pharmacy. So I kind of help them see how their current skills are able to be transferable to a specialty pharmacist. Some of them actually want to get into a closed door long-term care type pharmacy or a long-term care consultant pharmacist. And then that's what I do. I try to tell them, okay, these are the skills you have. Tell me a little bit about your experience. And then we can make sure to gear your resume, your cover letter, and your interviews to make sure they see all of these skills that you have that can be transferable to that setting. Some of them, of course, love writing as well. I think they also discover that about themselves. And a lot of them actually really like remote pharmacy. And since I've been a remote pharmacist for years, I'm able to also help them with that. The most challenging ones, I think, are the ones that want to shift into hospital or clinical pharmacy. And so they always think they need residency like I did in the past, but I was actually able to gain that experience without residency. And so I share my journey with them to tell them that it's possible. And I gave them the little baby steps that I did to get them there.
Nice. I just love that you're going through and helping people see the different pathway and then helping them find their strengths and weaknesses, because that is such a hard thing for some people to figure out, is what they're strong in and what they're weak in. I think as human behavior, we are really good at finding our weaknesses because we really know our shortcomings, but really figuring out our strengths is kind of hard. And I love that you figure out how to pull that out of them. So what we're going to do is, I just love that we're doing all these shifts and changes, that you're doing all this and helping the pharmaceutical company, because it just seems like the pharmacists are just really struggling out there. I can just see it even being from a small town. You can see that they just kind of get burnt out the day in, day out in long hours, because I don't know if there's less pharmacists coming out or not. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about digital health, medical writing, and the responsibility of commuting health information with accuracy, trust, and purpose. We'll be right back with more insights to help you break through barriers and move forward with confidence. And we're back. I'm Dr. Raquel, and this is Be the Breakthrough Edge on Now Media Television. Let's continue. Stay connected to Be the Breakthrough Edge and every Now Media TV favorite. Live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS app, and you can unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, catch the podcast version at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. So I'm with Ross Fahn, and as we close, I want to focus on trust. Trust in career decisions, trust in health information, trust in your expertise, and trust in the voice you are called to use. So Ross, what responsibility do professionals have when they translate complex knowledge for the public?
So I believe the responsibility is to make sure that we translate things in a way that's understandable, right? This is some complex information. We need to make sure that they can understand it. But I think we also need to really make sure, and this is a huge responsibility, is to make sure we're not misinterpreting the information and then twisting it with our own feelings and not having a disclaimer anywhere that these were our own thoughts.
Very true. So in doing that, so as the like layperson like me, how can people become better advocates for themselves without feeling intimidated or overwhelmed?
So I think people can be better advocates for themselves by making sure that they're open to asking questions. A lot of people, when they feel intimidated, they don't want to ask any questions. And that isn't good. If you're not going to ask a question, you're not going to get an answer, right? But if you get an answer, and if it's overwhelming, of course, for some people, that makes them understandably more overwhelmed. Take a breath, and then realize that everyone learns things differently. And so I think what we need to do is what I would encourage everyone to do, and this can be for patients, but also for professionals too, is just take a breath and tell the person you're talking to, can they present the information in a different way? Tell them how you best inhale the information, and then let that person adapt to you so that, you know, because they obviously, if they're explaining it to you, they want your buy-in. They want you to understand this too. But if you are only going to nod your head when you actually don't understand, then you're doing both of you a disservice. So make sure you tell them how you like to learn, and then they can adapt to you.
Perfect. I love that. Just, they're learning to take action for themselves and taking charge of their own health. So what are some common gaps you see between medical information and patient understanding?
So some gaps that I've noticed is I think the information can be very, like we mentioned earlier, it can be intimidating. And then we don't find a way to follow up with the patient. And so I think finding a way to follow up to confirm that they do understand by, you know, I know it's very common, all of us learn this in school, but the teach back method, it works, right? Asking them to repeat what you said or demonstrate what you said is important. But for I've also learned though that providing clear next steps also help. But if there's a lot of next steps, try not to overwhelm them. And either find a way to present the information that's helpful to them if they prefer like numbers written down on a sheet, do that or allow them to take the time to write it down. Or maybe say, hey, why don't we just address these three steps before our next meeting? And then during the next meeting, follow up with them, see how they did with those steps, and then give them another three steps, for example, and make it
clear. I like that. It's baby steps. You're just giving them one little thing at a time. Otherwise, they get so overwhelmed. So yeah. Why do you think they become so overwhelmed when they're trying to make their health decisions?
So I think people become overwhelmed because when you're not feeling well, when you feel like your body's failing you, you're already overwhelmed as it is at baseline. And then when a lot of unfamiliar information is being given to you or spouted out at you, you know, it just makes things a lot worse.
Right. Yeah. And I know sometimes when people get the information and they don't understand the words that are being said, it makes people like not understand everything. So maybe that's one thing, you know, if you don't understand a word, just realize it's okay to ask. Because like even in my own profession, we have our own jargon, and I'll sit there and say words like subluxations or, you know, root cause. And some people are like, what are we talking about? And it's like, you have to realize you have to use terms that they're used to and what they say. So it's like, I'm like, oh, you know, it's just like, you're basically, you just have like a pinched nerve, because that's just what everybody knows. And it's like, even though it's not the true thing, but it's just like, it's what they know. And so you have to talk in their language so that they can understand you, which makes a whole big difference, because then they're going to be more compliant on what you want them to do. Because if you need them to take their medication or their supplements or, you know, follow through and like, you know, do the career path that they need to do the shifts and working on their, you know, the SWOTs is what I believe is what it's called, their strengths, weaknesses, and whatever the A's and T's stand for, but it's SWOTs is what I recall it being. So, you know, it, by them taking that chance to just really like think about it in their own perspective, it makes a huge difference. So also, what do you find most challenging about moving from clinical expertise into entrepreneurship?
So I think what I found most challenging is, even though I've already had a little bit of a business background, right? I managed an independent pharmacy in the past. I've always had, somehow I fell into leadership experience all the time. So those things I've already had in my toolkit. But entrepreneurship is a different beast. So it was definitely overwhelming. I definitely had some skill gaps, right? How do I form an LLC? Right? How do I market myself? I don't have any technology, background, no coding. How do I create my own website?
It's a big challenge when you're taking charge of all of that. You got to wear so many different hats. Yeah.
And then accounting and bookkeeping too. Yeah. I was good at math in high school, right? Or younger, but they never really taught you how to actually do your own bookkeeping, especially business wise. And then accounting and how you should deal with business taxes and how that's actually different from personal taxes. As you can see, the list goes on, right?
So
it can be very overwhelming. And when people get overwhelmed, there's definitely analysis paralysis, and then you just freeze. What I've actually did instead was it was a little crazy, but while I was doing, having the startup experience, I also decided to pursue an MBA as well.
So oh, wow.
That's actually what I did.
You're like a little go-getter, aren't you?
Well, I believe it has helped me so far, and it was fortunately the program was very adaptable to my schedule, so it helped. And then what I also ended up doing too is I use your network. I think people forget about that. Use your network. Your network is actually the shortcut. Everyone has like asked me, okay, how is the shortcut for me to get to this pharmacy setting, right? What's the shortcut? I'm like, the best shortcut is actually your network, your connections.
Right?
I know it sounds very cheesy and you probably hear it all the time, but it's true. So I luckily had a friend who has marketing experience, and she helped me know what to focus on. And she gave me a decent enough foundation to help me be more comfortable with talking about myself and initially when I first started creating my website, it looks like a old Super Nintendo video game. It was so outdated, and she helped me make it have a little bit more movement to get people's eyes to actually follow along, all that stuff. So use your network.
Perfect. Well, hey, while we're here, why don't you tell people how to get a hold of you, in touch with you, and how they can connect with you and work with you?
Sure. So if you are interested in working with me, again, I'm Ross Vaughn. You can look me up on my website. My website is www.off, like the word on and off, script, like writing on a script pad or going, you know, reading off a script, and then consults with an S, C-O-N. SULTS.com. You can also book me on my calendar link as well, which is cal.com and / Ross-offscript. And of course, that's actually my handle for all of my social media accounts too. So it's pretty much the @ in Ross_offscript. You can find me on various social media platforms. I'm usually most active on LinkedIn. You can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I'm starting a TikTok now too, so there's that.
I love it. You're getting social friendly. So last question, Ross. What message would you give to someone watching who knows they are ready for a breakthrough, but they are still waiting for permission to begin?
Sure, that's a good question. I would like to say this is your life. You don't need permission from anyone else but yourself. Once you realize that, then all the doubtful voices, they just go away. They get a lot quieter and they don't matter as much. And it can be your own doubtful voice or people externally. You'll realize that real quick and you'll be motivated to pursue what you want to pursue.
Well, thank you, Rasfan, for joining us and sharing how career clarity, health advocacy, entrepreneurship, and trusted communication can help people step into a more aligned version of their lives and work. This is what we believe on Be the Breakthrough Edge. The breakthrough is not always loud, instant, or obvious. Sometimes it begins with one decision: to question the script, trust your expertise, reclaim your voice, and move forward with intention. And to everyone watching, we invite you to stop waiting for change and become the change. Stay connected for more on Now Media TV.